Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Woo, it's that time of year.
Yeah, it is.
We got to go get stuff for people.
That's right. Lots of parties, lots of dinners.
Can you help me out?
Yeah, I sure can. Hugh, what I've done is I've gone shopping for some whites and some reds, and I have three price points, a party wine, a Saturday night dinner wine, and then a splurge for that important gift you got to get your boss or your best client or something like that.
Yep.
So here we go. Let's start with the whites. My party wine is one I had a few weeks ago. Wonderful wine. It's called Comtesse Marion Viognier, and it's from France, the Pays d'Arc. $15 for this wine. And this was one of the most impressive Viogniers I've had in a long, long time.
Really?
Yeah, and it's the French style, so it's a little bit leaner, a little bit more minerally. But boy, it tastes good. And if you bring this to a party, people are going to be amazed, thinking, God, he spent $50 on us.
Yeah.
But it's only $15.
So nod and wink and smile.
Yes, right. Comtesse Marion Viognier. And we're going to put all these on the website so you can check them out. Now for my dinner wine. I want to buy a bottle of Ferrari Carano Chardonnay. And we talked about this a couple months ago.
Yep, it's good stuff.
Good stuff. 23 vintage, $21 for this. It's a big old Chardonnay with just a ton of flavor. And it's not gonna disappoint anybody. It's just so much fun to have that with lobster, for instance.
Bummer, dude.
It would be wonderful. So that's Ferrari Carano's Chardonnay for my dinner wine. Now for the big splurge. I love some of the white burgundies out there. And one called Bauenkopf makes a Meursault. And Meursault, I think, has always been my favorite of the premier white burgundies. It's usually pretty big. It's pretty awfully creamy and just tastes good. This is a very, very classy wine. $75, yeah, but white burgundy ain't cheap.
Nope.
But your boss will appreciate it.
Yep.
So we can go
And you
that
can get
way.
One from me, too.
Okay, Hugh, okay. You're on. Now for the reds. Here's one that I've had fun drinking. It's just, it flies off the shelf. It's so wonderful. It's called Rubus Wine Selections Old Vine Zinfandel from Lodi, 2021. All of $13. And Hugh, this packs so much flavor and so much Zinfandel character into it. It's just amazing. So that's Rubus Wine Selections, and it's only $13. Now to go to dinner, here's an old friend. Edelsheim Pinot Noir.
Yeah, I just talked about this.
I know, yeah. And I've been out there and I've met Dave and, you know, wonderful guy. One of the pioneers of Pinot Noir in Oregon.
Absolutely.
And their Willamette Valley Pinot Noir sells for $30, which for a good quality Pinot Noir is actually very reasonable. So this is something you could take to a dinner party and people will be really, really happy. Now for my splurge one. This is one I hadn't come across before, but I love the story. It's called Darm's Cabernet Sauvignon from Napa Valley. And what happened here, this was a vineyard operation originally. They were selling all their grapes to the very best producers.
Huh.
And they said, wait a minute, they're getting $500 a bottle.
We need to borrow that.
Let's make some and we'll only charge $75 a bottle for
right.
it. So this is, you know, first quality Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon for $75. And that's the Darm's Cabernet Sauvignon from Napa Valley. And I want to remind people that we are going to put all of this on our website at wypr.org. You go to that, you find the programs, you click on the tab for Cellar Notes, and we have all of our recommendations and podcasts of all of our shows, and we will let you know where you can go shopping for these things. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.